Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. Week 37. The Faithful Witness of God for the Testimony of Jesus. Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Because the God who said, "Out of darkness, light shall shine," is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:14. Therefore he says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Romans 9:15. For to Moses he says, "I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion." Acts 9:3-4. And as he went, he drew near to Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell on the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Isaiah 50:10-11. Who among you fears Jehovah? Who hears the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of Jehovah and rely on his God. Indeed, all of you who kindle a fire, who surround yourselves with firebrands, walk into the light of your fire and into the firebrands which you have lit. You will have this from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Numbers 6:25-26. Jehovah, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Related Reading. Those among us who fear God, hear his voice, and encounter darkness should remember not to do anything but trust in God, rely on God, look wholeheartedly to him, wait quietly on him, and seek his mercy once more. Whenever God comes, whenever God bestows mercy, the light of his countenance is our light. His appearing is our vision, and his presence is our gain. If we just touch him, we see light. The moment he hides his face from us, we are immediately in darkness. No matter how much we strive for light, it is of no use. Regardless of how much we struggle, it is in vain. Enlightening does not depend on our striving and struggling, but depends on the mercy of God. First, we must want the shining. Since light depends not on our asking or seeking, but upon our accepting and receiving, then whether we are willing to accept and receive is the first condition of our being enlightened. The light is within us, constantly waiting for us to receive its shining. Second, we should open ourselves to the Lord. The Lord is light, so if our whole heart is turned toward him, we definitely will have light. But if we turn away from him and incline toward other things, we definitely will not have light. When the heart is not turned toward the Lord, the veil is there. But when it turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Then one can see the Lord face to face. Then one can see light. Therefore, if we want to receive the shining, we must open ourselves to the Lord, and from deep within, release ourselves, putting ourselves before the Lord without a bit of reservation or holding back. Third, we should put a stop to ourselves, which is to put a stop to our views, our ways of looking at things, our feelings, opinions, and words, etc. We all know that to stop is not an easy matter. yet being unable to put a stop to ourselves is also a veil, a serious veil, which prevents us from being enlightened. When a person who is completely stopped comes before the Lord, he can be exceedingly simple and single in receiving the word of the Lord. When he reads the Bible, he does not read his own opinion and explanation into it. In the beginning, it seems that he does not understand what he reads. But when the light comes, the great things in the Bible shine in him, causing him to have revelation. The same is true when he hears a message. His whole person from within to without waits quietly before the Lord, desiring to hear his speaking. Thus, when the words are released, he can grasp the essential point of the message and receive from within the Lord's word. Such a person, because he can stop himself, is able to receive unceasingly the living word of God, which means the light of God, for the light of God rests within the word of God. Fourth, we should not dispute with the light. As soon as we have the enlightening and sense within, we should immediately accept, submit, and deal accordingly. Whenever we dispute with the light is withdrawn. Not only does the Holy Spirit work in this way, even those who have the ministry of the Holy Spirit work in this way. A servant who knows God and is used by God is always happy to help others. Yet if you criticize him or intentionally resist him, he will not contend with you, reason with you, or argue concerning right or wrong. He has only one way. He simply withdraws, holding nothing more to say to you and being no longer able to help you.